Howdy, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. I'm sorry to inform you. It is the 5th of October this 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday.
I hope it is. And also with me today, the other half of the Dream Team, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
More like 1/4 of the Dream Team.
Oh, stop.
Hi. Good morning.
You're a third. I can do that math. Anyway.
I'm actually still trying to work it out. Hang on.
Yeah, you'll have to get a pencil. Or, Charlotte, let's start with you. Maybe you want to ask your shiny new watch to do that math for you.
Yes, I, as a slightly belated birthday present, got the new Apple Watch SE, which is very exciting. I've discussed, I think, with you and definitely with Brian on ACM, that I have always quite wanted an Apple wearable, and my ideal was basically a Fitbit made by Apple. Mm-hmm. And then they were really nice and made it for me.
Yeah, they absolutely
so that was
did.
Really nice. So that was really nice of them. So I had to go to the store and get one.
Yes, you had no choice. And let's just spend a second talking about your experience going to the store. It was masked up, roll in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I found the whole, I've been covering kind of the different ways Apple is trying to keep its stores safe. I've done the ones that are opening, the ones that are closing. I looked at the Apple Watch delivery times and there were at best about 3 weeks in the future. Okay. So I was like, but I could pick up an Apple Watch SE in the UK the next day if I went to the store near me. So I kind of headed on over. And yeah, as you say, generally the experience was, you know, fine. You have to wear a mask. It was in a shopping mall anyway, so you had to wear a mask on entering the shopping mall. But there was kind of a little bit of queuing. I got there right. My 15-minute slot, you have to book a 15-minute slot to go into an Apple store. And mine was right at the beginning of the day, so there was no one really around. There were no delays. Someone shoots you in the head with a temperature gun. The staff are very good at Apple stores generally. Anyway, they were particularly good. They were kind of wanted you in and out as quickly as possible. Then you get put on, we know those classic big Apple store wooden tables.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically one person to a table, or it was where I was. They hand you the thing and you leave.
Awesome.
And what was even very exciting was inside the bag that the nice lady gave me was a very shiny new Apple Watch SE.
Yeah, so details, which case and which band?
So I spent a long time late into my evening texting Kelly.
Yes.
Just trying to work out what I wanted. I changed about 4 different times.
Well, there's a lot of options. Like, to be fair, there's a whole lot of stuff to choose from when you do this.
Yeah, even in the SE range, there's a impressive number of different options. Which I was pleased about, actually, because they could easily make the SE less flexible if they wanted.
Yeah.
The SE is only aluminium. Mm. So I got a silver one, because as you so rightly pointed out to me, Kelly, watches are always silver. Should
yes.
always be silver.
This
you
is correct.
Are correct. And because I wanted it for sport, I looked in the Nike range and I bought their Velcro sports band. And I put it in a purpley one. And I like the idea because it's one of the things I'm keen to do is use it when I'm road cycling. And
nice.
It's got a little bit of reflective. Some in the material apparently there's a bit of reflective material in it as well. So it's just another little bit of something to make you a bit more visible. So yeah, I was very pleased with it. I found putting the strap on super easy. I found the process of setting up the watch super easy. I'm sure that's in part because I have an iPhone and it synced instantly. Yeah,
Charlotte,
and
why the SE? What is it missing, and what is it that it's missing that you
so
need?
So the big difference
about $200 off the price.
Yeah, so I'm £200 better off or something. I think it's 180, isn't it? It's 279 or 400 as
I think
the
so,
only
yeah.
prices, aren't they? That kind of region. So what you don't get for that reduced price, I should say, is there's no pulse oximeter, although there is still a heart rate monitor on the SE, which is good, nice.
Yeah.
There is no always on display on the SE. And there's one other, oh, you can't do the ECG on the Apple Watch SE. And frankly, those were features that I didn't find particularly useful or necessary to me. As I said, what I wanted was a Fitbit made by Apple. And that's exactly, and that's, you know, slightly underselling what the SE does. But that's at its core what
it
does.
But it gives you steps, ways to track workouts, heart rate monitor, all those kinds of basic things.
Shouts at me if I sit at my desk for too long. yes. It's got the new hand washing feature, which I've turned on. I have to say that's one of the features that I've not found works as cleanly as I would like it to. Sometimes it's worked and it's great, but it's a very, very clever idea, and I'm sure we'll get fine-tuned and updated. And yep, it's a very good idea. It's one of the things I haven't noticed worked as perfectly as pretty much everything else.
I'm going to wash that bug right out of my hands.
John. Well, welcome to Musical Monday.
Yes, now you know why we've invited John Musical Murdalaro.
But basically, in terms of exercise stuff, it's been great. So I use Strava. I don't sign up to the premium subscription of Strava.
Okay.
But I use Strava to track my road cycling.
Okay.
And it's a pain to, like, when you're sitting on your bike to, like, turn on the recording and then put your phone away and faffing. And obviously at the moment, you're also kind of trying to reduce the amount of stuff you touch as often as you touch. So I synced up Strava with my iPhone and that worked great recording that. So that was really good. Yeah, I've been really happy with it. Someone called me and my phone was on charge in the other room. You can pick up and say hello without having to do the manic run around the flat looking for your phone.
Yeah, I love that about it too.
And I've really enjoyed playing around with the different faces.
Mm-hmm. What face are you using now?
I'm using the Chronograph one, actually. I like the Chronograph Pro because it's timing. I like the ones that look more like a analog watch.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been playing around with complications. The weather functionality is good. So yeah, there's a lot to be said. And I think for the price point, the SE is really compelling. Now, John's going to tell me why I should have spent the £200.
No, I was going to ask you if you thought that Apple made a smart strategic decision, not just for you, but for everyone.
I imagine there are a number of users like me.
Yeah.
Who are interested in many of these features, but the top end price point is not enough, like, is not compelling enough. But at £279, you like have a decision to make. Because it's a very that is a decent price point, you know, and to control things like, so my logic pattern was, how much would I be paying if I was going to the gym?
Yeah.
How quickly will it, in how many months of not going to the gym and having not gone to the gym, will it take to pay for this Apple Watch? I know, caveat, I know I'm going to buy Apple One with Fitness Plus included in it anyway, because I'm going to buy the Premier Bundle because that saves me money anyway. So taking all those things into account, this was the right product and the right price point for me, in the same way that the iPhone SE is the right price point and the right product and features for lots of people. It's almost like the $2 trillion company knows what it's doing.
What? All right. So there's Charlotte's revolutionary take on what Apple's doing.
No, but I mean, like, things like people have talked about, for example, how clever the digital crown is.
Yes.
And those kind of things. And until you get one on your wrist, you don't quite realize how clever things like the digital crown are.
Yeah. I find that I will track my workouts as, like, when I'm doing yard work and things, like when we're you know, digging a trench or whatever, like to put in some more sprinklers or whatever, I'll put my watch on workout. And we usually try to do that earlier in the day. So then, like, any minute now, she's going to go off on my arm and go, you're usually way ahead on your exercise by now.
Yeah.
So I do shake my fist at that a little bit, but I do like the 10 to the hour stand up and walk around, because I do like that it sort of forces me to at least take a break from sitting at my desk, because I do kind of get a little sedentary if I get the opportunity.
It's very easy to.
I like the option. I have found that has been unbelievably useful. I also really like the breathe reminders. I don't always like when they come up, but I do like, I could really stand to sit here and take a minute and breathe deeply.
Decompress, What Apple Watch have you used?
I started out with a Series 0, and I wanted stainless steel and sapphire.
Nice.
Because I had a Rado watch in the past, and I was fond of sapphire. And then by and by, when it was time to buy another watch, I ended up with a Series 4, and I based my decision on what Jeff Gamet told me. He said he bought an aluminum with Exion glass, and it stood up really well. In fact, it stood up a little better than the stainless steel alloy that Apple chose in the Series 0, because that stainless steel tended to nick a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to try a Series 4. And it has withstood a lot of battering and beating, and it's not scratched up at all. Yeah, I ordered a Series 6 because I wanted the pulse oximeter.
Mm-hmm.
It should be in a few weeks.
Excellent.
And that's also aluminum, and I'm happy with aluminum and Exion glass. I thought I was going to be stuck on sapphire for life, but those are very expensive, and the money's better spent elsewhere.
Yeah. So you two have the same...
Right now, both fours.
Yeah, both Series 4.
And
Kelly, how has your watch, your aluminum watch, stood up against yard implements and shovels and hoses and faucets?
Great.
Sprinkler systems.
Let's see, shovels, hedge clippers, all of the dirt, the sprinkler systems. So lots of water, blocks, galvanized metal tubs. Everything in the shed, the lawnmower. There's a wide variety of things in my backyard. You can see it all on my Instagram. And it's flawless. Like, I love mine.
Cool.
Now, generally, what I will do is two things. Number one, I wear gloves and I pull the glove up over my wrist because they're a little bit longer. So I just make sure that it's covered most of the time. And then... I also will scrub it. I bought a silicone band so that I can take it off whatever I've been doing out in the yard. I can come inside. And because my watch is also waterproof, I can take the whole thing and rinse it really well and then take a little bit of soap to the band itself, whatever sort of scrubbing I need to do, and then do that little digital crown, go spit out all the water at the end.
Yeah, that's so clever.
It's so good. And so I will do that and just make sure that I scrub, because like junk kind of gets underneath it once in a while and stuff, and I'll just make sure everything gets scrubbed up. And so those are the two things I do to make sure that it stays in good shape. And so far that's served me really, really well for years.
I know there's other stuff we want to talk about on the show today, but there's just one thing I wanted to jump, like, just mention.
Yes.
Kind of relates to my decision to get the SE, not the 6.
Mm-hmm.
And John kind of hinted at it. Oh, he bought the X6 mm-hmm. for the pulse oximeter. And
well, I'm at 1,900 meters above sea level. So air is pretty thin up here. And
fair.
I have to keep track of my blood oxygen.
Yeah. So that's fine. What actually put me off that is slightly... the scent. I didn't want to walk around feeling like I had a medical device on me, if that makes sense. Like the medicalization of the SE, and this is, you know, this is my personal opinion and my personal issues.
That's okay.
The mentality just slightly put me off that.
Okay.
Whereas I can see for other people that is appealing. So that was a large part. I tweeted, I think, earlier about this. That was one of the things that actually flipped me towards the SE, not the 6.
Interesting. Okay. Well, as you continue to find out more or have other tips for us that you may want to share, we will make sure that we feature those at macobserver.com. If there are things you want to make sure Charlotte knows about her shiny new watch, you can also send those to observations@macobserver.com, at TMO Daily on Twitter, or leave comments in the show notes. And right now, what I'd like to do is take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor today. Our sponsor today is Mint Mobile. And Mint Mobile has made breaking up with your old wireless provider a whole lot easier. They were the first company to sell premium wireless service online only. Now they have an unlimited data plan. Are you sitting down? It's $30 a month. Sit with that for a second. It's an unlimited data plan for $30 a month. How much are you paying for that now? Is the question I would be asking you if we could have a conversation, but we can't. So you just get to listen to me tell you about it more. For people who don't like that their phone bill is probably a lot more than $30, and if you want to break up with them, then you can switch to Mint Mobile. Again, $30 a month. By being online only, they don't have any of the costs of retail stores or staffing those stores or renting the space. So they're passing all of that savings on to you, which is how they can only have to charge you $30 a month. Every plan comes with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data. You can use your own phone number, and you can even use your same phone. And so you can keep all your data, all your apps, everything else is fine. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. I can tell you that switching was a snap when I tried it, and everything came to my house. I didn't have to go anywhere, so even better. It made it very, very easy to do, and unlimited data for $30 a month. You can ditch your wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. Get your new unlimited wireless plan for $30 a month. Get everything shipped to your door for free. And to do that, you go to mintmobile.com/TDO, mintmobile.com/TDO, mintmobile.com/TDO. We'd like to thank Mint Mobile for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing we want to talk about briefly is we have TV Plus available on a lot of different things. We talked to Dave about it earlier. As far as you can get it on a television, even if you don't have an Apple TV little black box. And one of the places that we've seen that it's going to be is on the new model of Xbox, which the name of it escapes me, but also the new PlayStation 5. And I think you can get it on the currently shipping Xbox and PlayStation models. And that's pretty, I think that's pretty interesting.
I did some research over the weekend and looked at the video apps that are available on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty complete suite. I mean, they've got most everything. They've got Netflix, they've got YouTube TV, they've got HBO Max, they've got CBS All Access, they've got Vudu. They've got Stars. They've got let's see, what is it? They've got some stuff that I don't even know what.
The Dolby one you mentioned off air?
They got something called Dolby Access. I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is, but they've got a pretty nice suite. So Apple's not necessarily early to the game here on the Xbox, and it's Disney Plus, of course. The fact that Apple is on Xbox is kind of a Johnny-come-lately thing. We were kind of interested in the fact that it was going to be on Xbox at first, but then now it seems like a natural thing to do because Xbox looks like it's, you know, looking to become a really powerful entertainment system for streaming video. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting aspect of it, and kind of the same thing is through a PlayStation. I looked at the PlayStation Entertainment apps as well. And they've got YouTube Video and Netflix. They don't have Amazon Prime, but they've got HBO Go and Vudu and Hulu and MLB TV and Epix. Mm-hmm. So for Apple to show up on the PlayStation is more interesting probably than Xbox. And the PlayStation doesn't have as many. And there's probably reasons for that, you know, contracts and money and deals struck behind the scenes and strategic planning and so on. But what occurred to me was that the larger picture here is that over and above Apple having Apple TV Plus appear on PlayStation and Xbox, is the little bits and pieces that Apple tends to put together over time. Apple has a tradition of stitching together little bits and pieces that end up becoming more than the sum of the parts. And so all of a sudden it's a huge success. And we didn't see it coming because, like the blind man touching the elephant, we only see pieces and it's hard to get the whole picture of what Apple's doing. And so people criticize often Apple for failure to be instantly successful. But what Apple does is it adds incrementally until the cup becomes very full over time. And then all of a sudden, people were amazed at how successful an Apple product is. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're doing with Apple TV Plus, because, you know, as Kelly said, they've got an Apple TV app on LG and Samsung. Mm-hmm. They've had theater release like Greyhound. Yeah. They've got PlayStation and Xbox coming. They've got growing content. You can see kind of Apple kind of chipping away at the success of Apple TV and its streaming service, Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, it jumped out of me. So the timeline, this was kind of Andrew first picked up on reports that it was going to Xbox, and then I followed up having read that it was going to PlayStation. And then as I was writing it, I kind of took a little step back, and it was like, well, this is kind of interesting. Apple's kind of opening up other ecosystems, moving into other ecosystems, mm-hmm. relinquishing some of the control of TV Plus. And the only answer that makes any sense for doing that is eyeballs, right? Yeah. It just wants to get that service in front of as many people as possible.
Right.
And frankly, whether you have an iPhone or not, or a Mac or not, they don't really care. If you have a Xbox and want to watch mm-hmm. Ted Lasso, you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, control and exclusivity is not the name of the game in TV streaming.
The name of the game is
to be everywhere, to be on all these different devices, TVs.
Yep.
Fire TV, Roku.
Yeah,
that's clearly right. That's, and Apple has clearly accepted that. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah, and I think Apple seems to have gotten there a lot faster than a lot of other people. We continue to hear about where different things are and are not available. I think Disney Plus was not available on one of the services that I can't remember now. One of the pieces of hardware, HBO Max, had a kind of not great rollout because it wasn't on a bunch of things like at launch. We've seen
Fire TV and Roku.
Yeah, we've seen like squabbles here and there between different things. Netflix seemed to figure it out really early because like almost immediately you could buy things that the remote had a Netflix button or it would advertise on the side of the box. Yeah. Like Netflix is part of the operating system on this device. And so it's
the remote with the Netflix button.
Yeah. I have a TiVo with a Netflix button on the remote.
My LG Blu-ray player has Netflix app built in.
Long time ago. Like Netflix got on that really early and not everybody else seems to have been so free with giving people the opportunity to get at their streaming service, which I also find very confusing. But I'm interested, you know, John, you were talking about the theory behind that and that strategy becoming more clear. And I think we're going to hear more about that in the future. You know, we still have an iPhone event that's going to come allegedly this month. If they think they're shipping iPhones in October, then we need to have an event to tell people when they're going to go on sale. So we'll have to figure that out. And when we do and have more to report on that, I will let you all know about it. But we're going to go ahead and call it there for today. So thank you both for being here today. John, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Charlotte Henry, as always, it's been a delight.
Thanks so much for having me.
I love having the Dream Team on. In fact, I love it so much, we're probably going to do it again tomorrow. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you then. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.